over the last couple of months, we've had a number of people killed. Close to 3,000 people are estimated to have been either kidnapped or arrested illegally, and over 300 people missing. They were arrested by vehicles called drones, normally driven by the military or security officials. These vehicles normally come, especially at night. So as civil society, we are calling upon the president and the government to say we cannot live in a country where citizens can simply disappear and there is no accountability. So we are demanding for their release and full accountability of what has happened.
What do you say to supporters of the government who are denying that there are ongoing kidnappings or arrests of supporters of the opposition party, the National Unity Platform?
All regimes that have stayed in power for as long as the one that we have in Uganda, which has been in power for 35 years and counting, they behave exactly the same way, that government spokespersons will always come and tell a different narrative of what's happening. We just recently had a situation where President Museveni came on live TV and openly, with a straight face, that Bobi Wine stole his votes or stole elections. And remember that he is the president. He's the appointing authority for the Electoral Commission. And therefore, if he has any evidence that Bobi Wine or any other person stole his votes, he has the full authority of the executive to bring a case before the court. But we've also had situations where the Minister for Internal Affairs has appeared in Parliament and reported that actually they have people who are missing, whom they cannot account for. So at this moment, there is no shadow of doubt. Definitely, there are people who cannot be accounted for.
Togotbe, what is the next line of action for civil society groups, apart from calling for an end to these alleged kidnappings or arrests, as you previously described?
So as civil society, we have essentially laid out a very, very elaborate strategy to deal with this situation, because we cannot let it survive and thrive in our country. Quite a number of things are fairly classified, so I may not be able to discuss them on air. But I can tell you, Peter, that one, we have decided that we are going to use every judicial mechanism available, whether it is the Ugandan judicial system, whether it is the East African Court of Justice or the African Court of Justice. We are going to use all these mechanisms to challenge the actions of the regime, because we think they are illegal, they are unconstitutional, and they go against the spirit and the letter of the African Union and its charter on democracy and elections, as well as the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. Secondly, we have also agreed that we are going to systematically and consistently engage a number of offices or institutions and actors here in Uganda and elsewhere. We are currently working on a petition to the Speaker of Parliament. We think that the Parliament is not doing enough. They are just basically making muted voices of disapproval. They haven't been aggressive enough in demanding for action from the executive. So we are going to be petitioning the Speaker of the Ugandan Parliament, demanding that herself or her deputy and the full Parliament take action. We are planning to write to the chairman of the East African Community, President Uhuru Kenyatta of Kenya, and demand that the East African Community cannot remain silent in the face of the kinds of violations of human rights in Uganda, which are clearly inconsistent with the provisions of the East African Community Treaty. But we're also planning to write to and engage with the chairman of the African Union, President Tshisekedi of DRC, because we think that the African Union is conspicuously silent on violations of human rights and citizens' rights that are taking place in Uganda, and yet the African Union has been very clear in demanding that member states respect minimum standards with regard to both elections, but also with respect to human rights.
Well, Godbe, this is not the first time that civil society and or opposition groups have called for things to be done differently or demanded for change. What do you think is different this time?
As long as the citizens of Uganda are challenging the actions of the regime, including the work that we are doing in civil society to demand and the release of these young people who have been arrested and demand that those who are considered to have committed offenses are produced in courts of law, as long as the international community does not give tacit approval to the actions of the regime, I can tell you that this is different, and I can see that the end is in sight as far as changing the current trajectory of the dictatorship and the abuse of human rights is concerned, and it can only be a matter of time.